Hello again, friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob. And it's Sunday, the beginning of the third week of Advent, the week of joy. Amen. And we have our daily devotion today from John Pavlovitz's little devotional called Lo. And today, the theme of our devotion is turbulence is coming. Turbulence is coming. And for our scripture, we go to the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 29 through 33. John 16, 29 through 33. Let's prepare our hearts here to hear the gospel of Jesus. Settle our hearts. Calm our minds. Maybe a little sip of tea. That helps. Here's the gospel. Then Jesus' disciples said, "Now you are speaking clearly and without figures of speech. Now we can see that you know all things, and that you do not even need to have anyone ask you questions. This makes us believe that you came from God." "Do you now believe?" Jesus replied. "A time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered, each to your own home. You will leave me all alone. Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." May God bless the reading and hearing of that text. Amen. Here's our devotion for today. Recently, I was on a flight to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I was enjoying the flight as much as one can enjoy a flight when they're certain they will die on an airplane, when I was interrupted by the voice of the captain. I know it was the captain because he said, "Folks, captain speaking here. I'm going to ask the flight attendants to suspend our beverage service and ask you to return to your seats and fasten your seat belts because we're about to hit a little chop. It may get a little choppy." Choppy. I've heard that word before. It's never good news. Choppy is a captain speak for we're about to be shaken like a snow globe in the hands of an angry toddler. Choppy means I'm about to face my mortality once again while wedged between two strangers. Choppy means I am about to make a lot of promises to God about what I'll do if we land safely, none of which I intend to keep. The captain was telling us matter-of-factly, "Hold on. Prepare yourselves. Turbulence is coming." This should be familiar territory for us. We are, at all times, experiencing the shaking of being human. I bet you can name exactly what and who the turbulence is for you right now. As Jesus readies his students for his physical absence, he says to them and to us, "In this world, you will have trouble." In other words, hold on. Prepare yourselves. Turbulence is coming. But Jesus reminds us that he has overcome and that we should not be shaken into hopelessness. He, much like the pilot of my plane, is not overwhelmed because he has the threat right-sized. We can do the same. The question isn't whether we will be placed in storms, but rather how much of the turbulence we will allow to be placed within us. When we find ourselves in these storms or circumstances or troubling thoughts, we can rest in the knowledge that the things that cause our shaking, in the eyes of a God who sees and loves and accompanies us, are nothing more than a little chop. Our reflection questions for today. Sunday of the third week, turbulence is coming. Here's question one. Sometimes our circumstances can mislead us. In moments of trouble or adversity, what we see can make us forget what we know. Is there a thought, situation, or struggle overwhelming you right now? How can you right-size that threat? Two, as you travel through the world every day, where do you notice the shaking of people most? Who do you see experiencing profound turbulence right now? And how might you bring a small bit of peace to them, whether individuals you know or groups of people? And three, knowing that everyone around you is enduring the shaking of being human, how can you or your faith community be intentional bringers of peace in the world? And that concludes your daily devotion for this third Sunday of Advent, the Sunday of joy. Leave you with a prayer and meditation word for today before we go. And that word today, shaking.